Hey guys, this is Darren Duff, and it's good to be back on Blind Cool Tech again. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and it's been a very long while, actually. And I'm back, and I'm better than ever. I have a new setup here for audio recording and playback. I have a mixer now, and a mic and all that. I've been through a lot of changes since the last time I've spoken to you guys. Kim and I have moved out of the apartment. We bought a new house. We've now got a nice little 1,800 square foot condominium. And maybe one day I will do a MySpace, but not today. Today, we're going to be talking about Team Talk. Some of you guys may remember that I did a podcast on Team Talk a couple years back, and it has gotten a facelift since then. Oh yes, it has. For those of you who may not know, Team Talk is a voice chat application. And you may say, oh great, here comes another voice chat application. Well, not so, because Team Talk is very unique. It's extremely configurable. Scarily configurable, if I can say that. You don't need any scripts or set files to make it work if you happen to be a blind person using a screen reader. And I say that because I'm sure there are some sighted people that listen to Blind Cool Tech. Well, you know, you never know. And Jaws has just decided to die on me. It does this every time I use Goldwave. I don't know why, but it does. So I gotta see if I can get speech back. So let me see if I can do that. And if I can... There we go. There we go, we got speech back. Hopefully that will not happen again. Let's close that. Okay, there we go, got my speech back. So, what are some of the things you can do with a Goldwave now? Well, it's not your average chat client, as I was saying, because there's several cool things about it. I can't just say one of the cool things, because there are many cool things about it. But one of the cool things is it gives you 3D sound. If you're wearing headphones and there are 10 people in the room, 5 people in the room, however many people, they're all panned out in different positions around your head. In other words, you may hear one person in your left ear, one person in the middle, and one person in the right. You'll understand this more when we actually get on Team Talk and you get to hear what I'm hearing through the mixer as I pipe Team Talk through. That's one cool thing about it. The other cool thing, as I mentioned before, is it's extremely configurable and very easy to use. You can join different servers. You can also share files with this chat client, and you can text chat. I'm trying to think if there's anything that's really cool that I haven't mentioned. By the way, I'm running a beta of Team Talk, so you'll see some features that aren't quite available in the latest release, official release, that is. So without any further ado, let's get started with Team Talk Revisited. Alright, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to launch Team Talk, and we're going to go in and say hello to some people in the room, and then I will slow down my speech, and we'll get right into the interface. By the way, you can get Team Talk from www.bearware.dk. That's www.bearware.dk, and the application is free.
Now join channel.
All right, we're now on Team Talk. And join channel. For those of you who are on Team Talk and don't know what's going on, I'm doing a podcast for Team Talk. I know you are.
I never know what's going on.
So you can hear different people that are panned out around the soundscape here. You can hear people on the left and on the right, and you guys just want
to. I'm coming to you from an angle.
That would be Matt. He's coming to you from the left. Farhan's kind of in the center. Farhan, say something. There's Maria being very loud, and there's Brandon to the left. So we have people all panned out in all different directions.
Sorry.
So what we're going to do is we're going to leave. There's Andre. There's Andre Louis, the famous Andre Louis. Go on, say stuff, Louis.
Hello, Darren.
And there's Lynn.
What we're going to do is we're going to sit here and talk over Darren so that he can.
So we have lots of people. So let's leave the server.
Ignore you all because I don't like
okay, so we left the channel, not the server. We actually left the channel, so that I could get some silence to show you what's going on, because that probably confused your face a great deal. So the first thing we're actually on here when we come into the Team Talk window is a tree view. And the first thing at the top shows you the name of the server that you're on. So if I do read current line, I'm using JAWS 9.0. You can hear that I'm on the TBRN server. I'm going to slow down my speech.
Floor.
Because some of you may not be used to that fast of speech. Let me do a read current line again.
www.tbrn.net 6 open 13 items.
And it says tbrn.net 6 open 13 items. So this is a tree view, so there's 6 people in this channel, including myself. So if we arrow down here, we'll see who's all in the channel.
1, Matt. 1 of 13.
There's Matt. That was on my left when I went into the channel.
Brandon.
There's Brandon.
Ange.
There's Andre Louis. He goes by Ange on Team Talk and many other things.
Farhan.
There's Farhan.
Portable Rainbow.
Portable Rainbow. That was Maria, who's being all loud and clippy and a little toward the right there.
Lynn.
There's Lynn from, I think she's from Australia. Could be wrong about that. If I am, forgive me. I always get Australians and New Zealands mixed up. Please forgive me for that, those of you who are New Zealands and Australians.
Bort Zero.
Now, Bort is an actual channel. We move from people to channels, and that's why it said Bort Zero, because there are zero people in that channel.
Reading Zero.
There's the reading channel, and there are zero people in that. Now, you can password protect channels. You can come in, create your own channels.
Away Zero.
So this is the basic tree view. And the neat thing about the beta of Team Talk is that if you go into a channel, let me just go back to the top here and explain this. If you go into a channel, you can, in fact, see who is in a certain channel before you go into that channel. For example, I might go to the gaming room, right arrow to open that, arrow down to Quake, and if there are 7 people in the Quake room, I can right arrow, open that Quake room, and look at all the people that are in there before I actually go in there. Now, I point this out because in the previous version of Team Talk, the previous versions of Team Talk, you had to actually join a channel before you can see who is in the channel. Now, it's easy to join a channel. If you're arrowing down toward the channel, to the channel you want to join, you have to be actually on the channel name. You can't be on a person's name within the channel. You have to be on the channel name. For example, let's join Bort here, even though there's no one in here. Let's arrow down to Bort.
1, Brandon, Ange, Farhan, Portable, Lynn, Bort 0.
And I can press Control J.
Control J, Bort 1 open.
Join channel
one
Bort.
And we actually join the channel Bort. Now, Team Talk has the ability to use a TTS engine to tell you who's in the channel and what channel you join. And it also reads when people come in and leave the room. However, it will not read incoming text chats. There are some JAWS scripts being worked on to rectify this feature, if you want that. If you don't want that, that's okay. You can still tell when messages come in. You can set up a sound scheme within Team Talk to let you know what's going on. Instead of getting some things feedback with speech, you can get feedback with sound. So let's go back to the main channel here.
Zero, WW, Control J.
Join channel.
Hello, people in the main channel.
No,
Control G, software volume, tab, shift tab.
Okay.
Wow, okay, but now 12:15
okay,
p.m.
This enter, is preview. G-trunk.
So let's leave the channel again.
No.
You should still be able to download files.
Control L.
So we've now left the channel, and those people are just being weird. Don't mind them. Let me tab around the window and show you what is actually in here besides the tree view. Let's press tab.
Tab, left, right slider, 100%.
This slider controls your volume. What you hear within Team Talk, your level of volume, so you have your own independent volume control. If we tab again.
Tab. Left, right slider. 0%. Left, right slider.
This is the left, right slider for the voice chat. For the voice activation. There are 2 modes within Team Talk that you can use as far as keying up and speaking. You can have voice activation turned on, which is what I do most of the time, where when Team Talk senses that you're talking, it activates a microphone for you. It's kind of like a hands-free method. Or you can have a hotkey set up so that when you press this hotkey, it opens the mic channel and you can talk to people. So this slider only shows up, the second one only shows up when you have voice activation turned on. And there are hotkeys for that.
Tab.
Pressing tab again, we actually move to the chat tab. But JAWS doesn't say chat tab. It says tab. So, tab. Pressing tab again.
Tab. Read-only edit.
We have a read-only edit field, and this is where text chats show up. If I arrow up and down here.
Blank. Blank. Blank.
We don't have anything.
S. S.
Oh, yes, we do.
Channel slash. Turn new channel. Blank. Disk quota 0 bytes.
So, and there's the disk quota for the files area. And it says 0 bytes because I'm not in a, I'm not in a channel. But we're just going to keep tabbing around here.
Tab. View edit.
There's the view where you actually type in the message that you want to send out if you want to text chat. Although, I find that people don't even use the text chat in TeamTalk. Mostly they'll just use their voice because, you know, and then just use the text chat for like URLs and, you know, things like that. So, actually on the TBRN server, we don't really endorse text chatting. We're just a lazy bunch of people, I suppose. Let's go ahead and tab again.
Tab. Preview. www.
And we're back to the tree view. So let's join the channel again.
Home.
And,
Control J.
Okay, join now channel. You guys stop being retarded, because I'm going to be demonstrating stuff.
Talking over
Darren. Okay,
but.
Talking
okay, but. Okay, but. Okay, but.
Yeah,
answer.
How do you expect me to do a podcast if you're going to act retarded?
How am I supposed to know? It's not my problem you want to do a podcast.
Well, I can just stop the whole thing, you know.
You could, yeah.
Nah.
Dude, I have chocolate cake upstairs. I really want to go get some now.
Alright, so we're back in the, main part of the chat window here. I think we can hear Andre playing piano. I think that's what that is.
You sure?
Go on, Andre.
Nah, it's my mom.
Oh, okay.
My mom is
Man, your mom plays a good piano.
Yeah, she does.
Your mom owns. Okay, so I want to go have a take a look at the files tab here.
St. Thomas, huh?
So the easiest way to get to it is Control-Shift-Tab. For some reason, that just jumps you right to it, regardless of where you are in the window.
Really? Tab. I did not know this.
I didn't know that either.
So you do that, and TeamTalk actually says
it does too.
Tab. It used to say voice chat tab, but now it just says tab.
Sorry.
It works here.
No, it said tab control. Okay. You just go to the right from there. It works fine.
Yeah, exactly. So if we right arrow here.
It does too.
Tab.
Yeah, it works.
We hear Jaws say tab
basically,
again.
If it doesn't work that way, I would say that the other easiest way to do it
it's just a tab around the window.
Find the tab list and just arrow right. There's only two tabs. There's your chat tab and your files tab.
Exactly.
And
that would be
breakfast?
That would be Clarence Griffin over there in the corner. Some of you may know his gold thing is.
Shut up.
It's fine. It's fine, Stein.
So if we tab here.
Tab. List view. Not selecting a Capella 2 Pico and Braille Southern Great.
We land in the files list and you can arrow. It's just like any other files list. You up and down arrow until you get to the file you want and then you hit Shift F6.
The only problem with the files list is. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. That's fine.
The only problem is with the file list is it gets truncated sometimes.
Yeah, it does. I've actually noticed that, and that's a real good point. Farhan makes a good point there. And
Farhan, this is why I'm brown.
Yeah, maximize is good too. So basically, you do Shift F6, and that brings up a Save As dialog, and you can just go and browse where you want to save the file, and then download it.
Do not do such things.
And these people are being strange. The views expressed in this Team Talk chat window are not necessarily the views of the podcaster. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, there, enough said.
The Team Talk channel is that the podcast is going to be a Macedonian Macedonian.
Oh, God, you're incriminating yourselves. So, go on and do it.
I'm not, I haven't said anything bad.
No, you haven't, which is very surprising, actually, Farhan.
That was bad.
Okay, so we're going to move back to the tree view here.
Tab. Read-only edit. Tab. Woo edit.
And,
Preview.
Cool.
Turn the new channel. Channel slash.
So do you guys want to say anything stupid before I leave again and go show the preferences dialogue?
No.
Go on, Andre.
Food?
Play some keys.
Food? I'm hungry.
Doom.
I don't have any food.
No, I
don't
want to play.
Go on, play some keys.
I'm hungry.
Go on.
I'm hungry.
Can I get some
food?
Can I get some
food? Do a little ditty.
No.
All right, well. Anyway, we're going to leave the channel and have a look at the menus.
F2. www.
Okay, so I just hit F2 to leave the server there. Those people are being strange. Let's have a look at the menus, as some things have changed, and we'll take a look at preferences, and we'll go back in and say hi one last time before we end the podcast. Hitting the menu bar.
Menu bar. File. F.
We have the file menu.
Me. M.
The me menu.
Users. U.
Users.
Channels. C.
Channels.
Help. H.
Help.
System. Space.
System, which is your standard Windows system menu.
File. F.
And we're back to file. And I apologize, my deck talk is being strange and making strange noises. Let's down arrow here.
Menu. File menu. Host manager F8M.
You've got the host manager, which has a list of all your servers. There's also a quick way to add servers in, so you don't have to go through all the process of adding everything so that's there permanently. If we down arrow again.
Connect F2. C.
That's the command to connect and disconnect from a server. And it tells you the hotkey, obviously.
Preferences F4. P.
There's the preferences. We're going to take a look at those in a minute.
Exit all F4.
And the exit.
Host manager F8.
And we wrap back around to host manager. Let's hit escape.
Escape. Menu.
And go over to the me menu, because it's quite interesting.
Me. M.
Now this is the me menu. If we down arrow.
Menu. Me menu. Change nick F5 unavailable. M.
If you hit F5, you can change your nickname or come into the menu to do it. Mine just says Darren Duff, but you can have it. Sometimes people would do, you know, if I were on a laptop, I would do Darren Duff Portable. And actually, ironically enough, I am on a laptop. All the time I'm on a laptop.
Change nick F5.
So let's down arrow.
Change status F6 unavailable.
You can change your status to away or busy or whatever, I assume. I never fool with this.
Use push to talk control plus F plus T.
Now this is important because if you want to use push to talk and whatever hotkey you have set up, configured to allow you to open a mic channel and talk, you can either come in the menus and turn this on, change it in preferences, or press...
Use push to talk control plus shift plus T.
Control shift T, so that from that point on, if you want to say something, for example, I use the control key a lot. You can even do combinations of keys, though. You can use control shift. You can use, you know, whatever you want to do. You can be real creative with that. A lot of people like using their scroll lock key, which I would use, but I don't have one on this particular wireless keyboard that I'm using. So that is push to talk. Then down below that, we also have...
Use voice activation, control plus shift plus V checked.
Control plus shift plus V will turn on voice activation. That's checked because that's how I have mine set up. I like it that way. That's just my personal preference. Continuing to arrow down, we have...
Use MS speech on events, control plus S checked.
Use MS speech on events is checked as well. And I believe there's a hotkey there.
Use MS speech on events, control plus S checked.
Control plus S. Okay. So what that does is that uses your default Microsoft speech engine, SAPI speech engine, to, not Microsoft, it does have to be Microsoft, any SAPI 5-based speech engine that you have loaded on your machine, it will actually use it to tell you certain things, such as who joins the channel, who leaves the channel, things of that sort. It will not tell you when files are updated on the files list, it will not tell you... what the text messages are. It will not read that out. By the way, I told you how to download a file when you were downloading a we were on the files list, but I got distracted by all those weird people. That was Shift F6, by the way, and you can do Shift F5 to upload a file. Just so you know. Random bit of inserted information there. Okay, so that's that option. If we arrow down,
change nick F5 unavailable. And
we're back to change nick, and you may or may not be able to hear that siren outside my window. There's a fire station real close to us, so we get a lot of that. Pressing escape, that's it for the me menu.
Escape, menu.
Let's have a look at the, arrowing to the right.
Users, you.
Users menu. And a lot of these are going to be unavailable now because we're not in a channel. So you can come in and take a look at these when you have a look at Team Talk. Let's down arrow here.
Menu, users menu. View user info control plus I unavailable.
So you can view info about the user, you can view their IP address, what version of Team Talk they're using, and other stuff. Let's keep going down.
Messages control plus C unavailable.
You can send private messages, things of that sort.
Mute control plus shift plus M unavailable.
You can mute people. So if they're being real annoying, you can mute them.
Volume control plus U unavailable.
You can change. This is one of the cool things about TeamTalk. If someone comes in TeamTalk and they're way too loud, and no matter what they do, or maybe they don't know how to turn themselves down, you can individually go in, you can highlight the user, right-click or pressure applications key, arrow down to volume, and independently change the volume of that user. It changes how they come through on your end. It does not change their volume on overall. For example, if you were to come in Team Talk, say, hey, Darren, you're too loud. I'm going to go in and turn your volume down. So you come in, you turn me down. It would only turn it down for your copy of Team Talk, not for, you know, the other 9 people in the room or whatever. So that's pretty neat. I like that feature. It does come in handy sometimes because people tell me I am too loud. At times, not all the time. Down arrow here.
Volume gain control plus shift plus G unavailable.
Volume gain. So you can... that actually controls the overall volume of TeamTalk. I think there's so many volume controls and sliders and things in TeamTalk, sometimes I get confused, and I've been using it for a number of years now. Arrowing down again.
Kick control plus K unavailable.
If you have op privileges on the server that you're on, you can kick people. You can even...
Op control plus O unavailable. O.
You can give people op privileges if you so choose.
Advanced submenu. A.
There's an advanced submenu with some other options in that. We're not going to get into that.
Mute all control plus M unavailable. M.
You can mute all people. I don't know why you'd want to do that if you're in TeamTalk, but the option is available to you.
Global volume gain control plus G unavailable.
Global volume gain. That was what I was thinking of. The global volume gain. See, there's so many different ways to do the same, to do different things within TeamTalk. It's extremely configurable. Let's keep going down.
Forward through server control plus F checked unavailable.
Forward through server, I don't know exactly what this does. It forwards the packets that streaming your voice through the server, and this is a good thing. You want to leave this checked. I don't understand exactly how it works, but you want to make sure it's checked, and it should be checked by default.
Position users control plus P unavailable.
Now this is neat, and I'll go in and demonstrate this in a bit. You can press control P, tab to the user you want to pan, and pan them to a different place in your headphones. So you can control how people are positioned around your head, and that's kind of cool.
View user info control plus I unavailable.
And we're back to view user info. Let's hit escape.
Escape. Menu bar.
And right arrow over the menu bar again.
Channels. C.
To channels. And this is pretty basic, so I'm just going to fly down this.
Menu. Channels menu. Create channel F7 unavailable. Turn channel control plus J unavailable. Leave channel control plus L unavailable. View channel info alt plus I unavailable. Upload file shift plus F5 unavailable. U.
Okay, so there's your file upload commands.
Download file shift plus F6 unavailable. D. Delete file shift plus L unavailable. F. View channel messages F10 checked.
And to be able to delete a file, you have to have administrator options on the server. You have to be an administrator.
View channel messages F10 checked. So, create channel F7 unavailable. Turn channel control plus J unavailable. J.
So that's the way that goes. Let's escape. Hit escape and right arrow.
Help. H.
Now this is the help menu, and I encourage you to look at the help because the TeamTalk help is very accessible. It's your standard...
Menu. Help menu. Manual F1. M.
I don't know why my laptop is beeping at me. I don't think my battery is going dead.
Escape.
That's your menu. Standard help menu. Let me look real quick.
Leaving menus. Select a system tray. Let's buy. Charles for Win. Micros. X. Steve. Local. Volume. Power. Logitech mouse. Safely remove. AVG7. On Mac power.
No, it's on AC power. I don't know why my laptop is beeping at me. So those are the basic menus. Let's go and have a look at the preferences really quick, and because I don't want to draw this thing out. You press F4 to get... You press F4 to get into the preferences.
F4. Preferences dialog. User settings. User channel. Edit. Help.
And you land on the user channel.
Nickname. Edit. Darren Duff.
And the first thing you land on is your nickname. So pressing tab.
Tab. User settings. Set away status sector. Edit. 0.
You can set that. Pressing tab.
Tab. Speech transmission mode push to talk checkbox not checked. 0.
Here's another way that you can change whether or not you push to talk or...
Tab. Speech transmission mode voice activated checkbox checked.
Voice activation. Again, I have mine set to voice activation because I like that.
Tab. OK button.
And there's the OK button.
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel button.
Wow. Tab. It's now 12:30 p.m.
And it's 12:30 p.m. That was my Steve's Talking clock that you heard there.
General tab window.
And we move from the general tab to the...
Window tab.
Window tab.
Tab. Window behavior nickname Darren Duff combo box.
Not sure.
Blank. Blank.
What that was all about.
Tab. Window behavior ... button.
So let me just go through. I'm not going to go through every option and every tab. Let me just highlight.
Shift tab. Window tab. Ones.
There's a window behavior tab where you can set how TeamTalk behaves, whether how the window behaves. There's so much stuff I just can't cover it all in one podcast. You're just going to have to come in and check it out.
Client tab.
There's a client tab, which has things like if you drop a channel, you can rejoin the channel. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can configure in here. Let's take a brief look at this.
Tab. Client settings. Auto connect to latest host on startup. Checkbox checked.
Yep. Auto connect to latest host on startup. I have that checked. Some people prefer not to have that checked.
Tab. Client settings. Reconnect on connection drop. Checkbox checked.
Connection drop.
Tab. Local ports. Local TCP port. Edit. 0.
And you'll have to know
0.
The TCP port and UDP port of the servers you want to join. However, if you want to come join us on the TBRN server, you can go to www.andrelouis.com. That's AndreLouis.com. And he has a file that you can run after you've installed TeamTalk, and it will set up a set up and configure a TeamTalk .xml file, which has all the information you'll need to join the server and talk to us.
Tab. Local ports, local UDP port 8.
Sends a UDP port.
Tab. Client settings always forward through server.
Always forward through server. That needs to be checked. Same thing we saw in the menus.
Tab. Client settings auto turn root channel upon connection checkbox checked. Tab. OK button.
We have OK.
Tab.
Cancel.
Cancel button. Sound system page. Sound system settings. Drag sound device.
Now this is the sound setting page where you want to make sure that you have the right input and output devices so that your microphone works correctly and all that. And there's even a test button here which you can go and there's even
tab,
a, let's
tab,
just
sound system settings output device combo box. USB audio code tab. Sound system settings test selected button.
So there's a test button which I can hit space on, I believe.
Space.
And get echo back on my own voice.
Space.
So that lets you know that your microphone's working and everything. If I tab here.
Tab. Sound system settings auto position users using 3D sound checkbox checked.
Auto position users using 3D sound. Now this works regardless of what sound card you have. Used to be you'd have to have a sound card that had drivers that would support 3D sound. Now he's made it enabled for regardless of what sound card you're using. I've done it with my mixer. I can do it with the USB headphones that I have. It doesn't matter. Very easy to do. You just come in, check this box, and you've got 3D positioning turned on. Let's control tab again.
New user. Sound events, new user edit.
Now this is the sound events tab where you can set up new users any way you like it. It's really handy to be able to do that. So that's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to skip past this.
Voice activation. People choose to set up keys.
Now I move to the voice activation tab, and you can set that up however you like it. I'm going to leave mine alone and control tab again.
Remember that a higher quality for the encoder will require more bandwidth than CPU usage. Recorder frequency. Voice quality settings 32 kHz.
Okay, now we move to the voice quality settings tab. And you want to make sure, for the most part, if you've got broadband, you want to have this set at 32 kHz.
32 kHz radio button, check 3 of 3.
And the radio button, so you just air down, select the one you want, then you can press tab.
Tab. Voice quality settings left right slider, 100%.
Your voice quality settings, you want to be at 100, so you've got the best. I think it controls incoming voice quality. But anyway, that should be set at 100%. Tabbing again.
Tab. Voice quality settings low latency radio button checked.
Low latency is what you want. You've got low latency and you've also got
voice quality settings buffer audio radio button checked.
Buffer audio.
Voice quality settings low latency radio button.
You get obviously a lower latency when you're using low latency. Let's be all redundant about ourselves. Basically what this means is it gets you as close to real-time chat as possible. There's not very much delay between the time you say something, the person hears you, and then they say something and you hear them. So it's just like having a conversation on the telephone, except it's a lot better quality and it's 3D. So therefore, it is not like having a conversation on the telephone. Hope you follow me through that.
Low latency radio.
Tabbing again.
Tab. Voice quality settings left right slider. 11%.
There's another voice quality settings. And that defaults to 11. This controls your volume in TeamTalk. You can make minor adjustments to your volume. I would leave it at 11 unless you go into on a server and someone says, hey, you're too loud, you need to come in here and change this. And if all this seems a little too steep for you, don't worry, because we will help you. If you come on TeamTalk and if you don't know whether your mic is too loud or too soft, just back off your mic. Back off your mic when you come in. Do not get close to it. Do not swallow the microphone. Because that is something that we really can't stand, is when I'd rather you be too far from your microphone than be really up close to it like this, because it's not very pleasant when someone joins a room and all of a sudden they're in your left ear screaming at the top of their lungs, or very loud because their mic is so hot. So, but we are willing to help you if you come on, me or Andre or some other, whoever happens to be on the server will be glad to help you out. And if you need to, we can even go into a room an empty room to help you out more. Anyways.
Left, right, slider 11.
I digress. This is the quality left, right slider. If we tab again.
Tab. Voice quality settings. Enable noise reduction. Checkbox not checked.
Now this is a cool thing. Noise reduction. It actually introduces some digital artifacts into your sound when you key up or when you talk and you have voice activation turned on. But it can cut down on computer fan noise. It can cut down on house fan noise. It can cut down on background noise. It can cut down on hums that you have in your mic. Some people use it. Some people don't. I do not. And I don't care about having it on. You may not. All right, let's tab again.
Tab. Voice quality settings default button. Alt plus E.
And this just simply sets everything back to the default. And that's handy in case you screw something up. Press tab.
Tab. OK button.
Now we're to the OK button. Let's control tab one more time.
Windows Mixer Helper. Enable temporary mixer input device when pressing hotkey checkbox.
I don't really mess with this tab. I don't really know what it does. So let's control tab again.
Nickname. User settings.
And we're back to the user settings tab.
Escape. Preview.
Well, we're almost done with this podcast. I just want to go back into the channel and show you how we can pan people around and hope these people will not be stupid. Let's do a Control-J to join the lobby of the channel.
Control-J.
Whoops. I have to actually...
F2. Connect to host dialog. Host address. Host properties. Host address. Edit combo. 1 of 5.
Okay, let's air down.
Jeffco2.tbrn.net.
TBRN. Pressing enter will make us join the channel.
Enter. Preview.
Back join channel.
Okay, so software back
tab.
Again.
Join channel tab. Okay button.
I want to just demonstrate how to pan people around in real time because I haven't had a chance to demonstrate that.
Be scared. Everybody be quiet. Don't nobody say nothing.
So who do we want to? Who wants to be my volunteer? Anybody?
1, 2, 0.
Because she makes cool noises.
Okay. Position. Beck, make some cool noises.
Tab. Default button. We're gonna
tab to
tab.
Beck's
okay button.
Button here.
Tab. Portable rainbow button. Shift tab. Okay button. Tab. Tab. On button.
What is that?
Tab. Random Woo! Button.
That's weird, man.
Tab. Mad button.
Okay.
Tab. GF button.
Hang on,
tab.
I haven't found it yet. There we are. There's Beck. Okay, Beck, make your noises. Okay, I'm panning back to the left. I'm just hitting left arrow. Left Beck. Now we're panning back to the right.
Right Beck. Right Beck.
Now we're putting Beck in the center.
Center Beck.
Yeah, I was waiting
center
on that.
Center Beck.
Okay, so you can see how you can tab people around and make them all crazy. Let's put Beck back over there on the right where she was.
Push the
there.
Push the Beck button.
Beep beep. Button.
Okay.
Enter.
So that.
Escape. Preview.
Is how you pan people around. So I think we pretty much covered everything that I can remember.
Podcast nearly over. Woohoo.
So yep, let's go ahead and leave Team Talk before Jaws 9 crashes Gold
right,
Wave again.
My
and
podcast peoples.
I'm waving, except not.
Oh, okay. Audio waves. Yay.
E wave. Ow!
That would be back. Yeah. All right, y'all, I'm out of here.
I'm all slap happy. I've been up for too long.
Yeah, slap happy
back.
Slap happy back. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and leave the channel here. Y'all have a good one. And Jaws has decided to die on me again, so yay for that. So, let's go ahead and end Jaws because it's being a jerk. And my bed ran out, but except not because it started again. So... let's restart Jaws again. Hopefully it will allow me to restart. There we go. Got my speech back. And that's neat. My laptop is beeping at me. That's very strange. So. So I just want to let you guys know that you can again pick up Team Talk from www.bearware.dk. And it is a free application. Go check it out. And again, you can get Andre Louis' Team Talk server file from www.andreLouis.com. You can also read his live journal there and learn more about his internet radio station, which is, incidentally, TBRN, the Beyond Radio Network. And I encourage you to go check out TBRN because I myself do a show there on Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called The Duff Domain. And you can check it out on the TBRN site. You'll need Winamp to listen to TBRN. All right, so that's going to do it for this podcast. If you guys have any questions, you can contact me. Again, my name is Darren Duff, and you can email me at duff379@gmail.com. That's duff379@gmail.com. You can add me to Skype if you like with Duffman31279. It's DuffMan31279. You can add me to MSN with Darren379@hotmail.com. That's DARREN379@hotmail.com. like to hear your comments, your suggestions, your criticisms, whatever you have about this podcast. If you need any help, I'm always around to help. And if I'm not, just leave me a message and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one. I am out.